Thank y'all for coming down here this evening. All the songs that kind of stay with me all these years. I have very little to do with, and the songs that I wind up having a lot to do with, you never get to hear, trust me, because they suck. When I think I'm being clever here, the next day is like the morning after, the regret of the morning after. You're like, what the hell was I thinking when I tried to write that? That's crazy. Now, the songs that a year later I finally figure out what the song is about, those are the ones that really stick. I think this is going to be one of them for me. I finally figured out what it was about. It was about my boss man. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. Literally and figuratively, because at the lumber yard, he used to cover for me. They all did, so I could go book shows and do whatnot and then leave and go on tour for insanely long periods of time back then and come home and still have a job. The day I get home, I got a job waiting on me. But he decided that life wasn't working out, so he made other plans. On Oxycontin, he couldn't get off. After a surgery, too, he wasn't a lush, no more than me. This song is about, I guess it's about him, it's all I can figure it out. Thank you. y'all. Song. I got asked to write some songs for a lovely lady by a man who put on the whole summer, B.B. King Summer Festival tour back in 2002 or 3, a long time ago, I can't remember when, but they asked me to write a couple of songs. I don't know why they were so crazy enough to ask me to do that, but they did. And she was doing a record, trying to get some material up to, like, you know, she wanted to take it back home to her Mississippi roots and just get something kind of down home. I was like, man, okay, I'll try. So I wrote two songs. One was a song called Mississippi, and this song, and neither one of them made it on the record, but this song, I just said, well, you know what, you know, I'm just going to flip it now instead of being from lady's perspective. I'm just gonna make it from a man's perspective and just change the word around, put it on my own record. So I did. It's on Country Ghetto. Both of them on Country Ghetto. And this is this is where I try to pretend like I that I figured ladies out or something. I did figure it out. I figured out you don't never figure it out. Or if you do figure it out, you're so old it don't matter no way anymore. No way. Now you know you can do about it, but just smile now. Oh, it's a little song called A Woman. Well, in the morning, she'll show you how much she loves you. And when the night comes, you need to show her too. You've got to touch in that way. Don't you ever stop loving her, no. Cause that's how,
hold on, the string broke.
A woman wants to be loved by a man. Now any old fool can stay through the good times, and any old fool law can run off on her. So you've got to buckle up, boy, and take it like a man, and face that stormy weather together.
Lord knows she's got to take enough just to be with you.
Cause that's how a woman wants to be loved by a man. There's a place, Lord, there's a place where a man can't go. She said, you better not put your hands on me, babe. Long, 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 unless you are ready to love me. Cause that's how a woman wants to be loved by a man. That's how a woman got to say who's playing. A lot of these songs, like that song, even was influenced in a way by the Lumberyard. The Lumberyard had a lot to do with everything. It had a lot to do with this song, you know.
It's all said too.
There was an old man that hung out by the Lumberyard was near downtown, not too far from downtown Jacksonville, where I'm from, and the corner of Old Kings Road and Myrtle Avenue. And there was a homeless guy. Well, there was a bunch of homeless people, but there was this homeless man. He wore a real sharp suit. Now, it was frayed and broke down and raggedy up close, but from a distance it looked great, you know. He still did his best to keep it straight, you know. But he would get out there and take his little pocket kerchief out and direct traffic, get on it, you know, talk to the cars and wipe his brow and go sit down on the bus stop bench. I never saw a bus stop of that thing. Anyhow, and then he would carry on the most outlandishly loud conversations with himself, hollering and then laughing and then crying and then arguing. A lot of arguing. Woo! And he's the only one there, you know, obviously. He's just arguing with himself. I'm just watching. God damn, he's crazy. Painfully stating the obvious, but then I realized, wait a minute. Who the hell am I talking to? I'm talking about this man's crazy. Ain't nobody else here but me. And then I realized, shit, I've been carrying on a conversation all my life inside my head with somebody. And then it dawned on me that we're all crazy. He just does it out loud. That's all. So I wrote a song about being crazy.
Some relief from this voice killing me in here. You glaring.
Started way down south in Jamaica. Yeah, that's way down south. I got a bunch of family from either further south, down in Trinidad. Country ass people, man. I love it. So, at any rate, I was in Ocho Rios, Jamaica. We had a jam cruise on that the boat, got off the boat. Having breakfast, ackee and saltfish, probably my favorite breakfast. And pissed off about something, you know, something ignorant back home. That was all part of my youth, you know, starting yesterday, because today I'm way smarter than I was yesterday. But I realized, wait a minute, man, hold it. You know, you can just walk through life just mad all the time about everything, because nothing is ever going to work out the way you should work out. So I'm working on it, man. I'm getting a lot better about all that stuff. I don't have to wait for everything to go just like I think it should. And part of that, I think, is, you know, old Bob Marley said, when the music hits you, you feel no pain. And I think it does the same thing for me, you know. This is like therapy. I'm sitting on the couch running my mouth to y'all. And then I sing songs night after night after night to remind me of what's important and forget about what ain't. This was my little anthem for myself to remind me to shut up, stop, you know, stop crying and start living. Watch. Florida. I know that means a lot of different things to a lot of people, and not all of it good. I'd say that about anywhere, I guess. of me. My grandfather taught me that. Maybe it's axiomatic. Maybe I would have just known it when I got older, but maybe I wouldn't. But I'll always believe he introduced me to that. Taking me on little fishing trips down to Lockwoodson, 45 minutes south of home. Camping trips. Sleeping in the parking lot in the back of a truck. Get that Patagonia shit out of your mind, man. It's for rich people. Get Kmart sleeping bags out of your mind. That's for rich people. Our sleeping bags were broke electric blankets. And thank God they're broke. Something kind of unnerving about surrounding yourself in an electric field all night. And one pillow to fight a month between them. One of them old corduroy round with the piping pillow with the little vanilla wafer button in the middle. That granny let us have. And climbing that 16 different color primer, 73. Three on the tree GMC pickup. Want to learn how to drive in. And get down to Lock Loose and get out there on it in the wintertime. And speckled perch are rolling. Don't call them crappy up here. Grocery fish, man. They're gonna get eat that day. But he was the most serene, the calmest human being I've ever. It's like, damn, was you a Tibetan monk in another life or something? I mean, nothing. Just don't get unnerved. I'm the exact opposite. So when the boat started sinking one in the middle of the lake, I didn't realize that I was up in the front of the boat. It's one of them little old cheap, poor ass person bass boat. Wasn't a real bass boat. And I'm just getting higher and higher in the air. I look back and water's almost over the transom. My grandfather's too busy fishing to pay attention. He's in almost knee-deep water and he ain't even noticed yet. He ain't in no hurry, you know. And I said, we're sinking. Yeah, I believe we are. Rushed over to the console like this. Cranked the motor up. And then, oh, he could do that fast, wide open, as hard as he could hit it. Took about 45 minutes to get up on plane. But I learned a valuable lesson of physics. If you drive fast enough, the water will run out of the back of the boat eventually. Keep driving in a circle. But you can't stop. Trailer because he forgot to bring the frame. And we went back home empty-handed. It was one of the greatest trips of my life. Yeah. The first time I got introduced to stillness, you know? And to this day, that place has the same effect. Sit there by the post office and the boat ramp and listen. Hear the frogs start all the way down by Burnt Island and then just do like the wave like people do at a football game. But singing all the way around to you. It's times like that that I remember. I don't have any problems. None that I don't invent. So a friend of mine said, "Man, you sound like you go down there to escape reality, Hoff." "No, I go down there to get to reality." So long live them all, those beautiful places like that. Lord, it's all right. Lock loose, she's on my mind. She's on my mind. Lord, it's all right. Lock loose, she's on my mind. She's on my mind. I swear it's 10,000 degrees in the shade. Lord, I must know how much I love her. Every mosquito, every rattlesnake, every canebrake, everything. Every alligator, every black water swamp, every freshwater spring, everything. But all we need is one more goddamn developer tearing a hole out. All we need is one more. Thank y'all. If I was drinking it, I mean, the show ain't even got started, and I'll tell you right now, y'all want your money back real quick. Like, I told the people last night, I want my money back at that point. It's a little song. Another one attached to the lumberyard, because every Friday afternoon, Catty Corner, there was a little church, you know, an old, like, made in the 1950s, abandoned little shopping strip there with about four or five storefronts. It was the only thing in the shopping strip. And it had like 10 different words in the name, but the last couple were Victory and Jesus. And every Friday, the preacher would come out there with a guitar amplifier and a microphone and preach to everybody that would listen, you know, right by the car. And yeah, he'd get down on it. He shelled down, boy. But when the lady folks, three of them, they come out there, take the microphone and then start singing. That's when it got real, real quick. They make an atheist a believer, you know. So I had to give him a little shout out. It was something we all look forward to at the lumberyard every Friday. Because first off, the preacher, he'd say the craziest stuff. He was funny. He called a young brother out one time. He pulled up on the red light. He had a nice old caddy convertible. Preacher hollered out, boy, I see you got a sweet hoopie, but Jesus got a sweeter hoopie than me. Oh, we all roll, man. So I had to give him a shout out. People, man, with spirit, you know, that kind of spirit. No matter what they believe, they just got spirit.
I'm playing hide and seek.
liberate. Oh, liberate. Lord, I can't think myself free. Yeah. The truth, it must be lived to wake up from the dream. I used to wonder, what do comedians do when they tell nasty stories and stuff, and then their mom and their grandmother come to the show? I ain't never had to really worry about that too much. I hope there ain't no children in here for later on, though. It's all ages, don't even say that. clean is classy anyway, you know? But the title of the song, I have to, you know, admit, it's called Slow, Hot, and Sweaty. I just realized I'm playing it way too fast. I'll slow it down in a minute. I know it the minute I start singing, I'm like, whoo, this is too fast. Come on, Craig, help. Oh, Craig ain't here. Todd ain't here either. They will be. I don't do this a lot. But I didn't have to worry about my mom or my grandmother hearing this song, because on the odd chance that they ever come to a show, I just won't play it, you know. And on a record, shit, they ain't never gonna hear it. My grandmother ain't got no CD player, you know. We were watching the Super Bowl a couple years back, me and my grandmother, she's sitting there crocheting, looking at the game. And she surprised you too. She's like, hey, they need to bring that nickel defense back, you know. I guess she's boning up on football in between episodes of Matlock. But Paul McCartney came out and played. And this is, you know, just to give you set the thing here. Did a hell of a halftime performance, I thought. And my grandmother was like, when she's watching the whole thing, just looking at it. Hold on, let me get my crochet going here. And then when it was done, who the hell was that? That was Paul McCartney from the Beatles. Who the hell are the Beatles? I don't know. Some cats names, but I don't know their names. I just know him, you know. And John Lennon. And Ringo Starr in Georgia. I know them all. Pretty good. But granny, she thought they were all right, but that's my whole point. She ain't down, she ain't on the internet. Well, she wasn't. And so I wasn't worried about granny ever hearing Slow, Hot, and Sweaty. My mama, pretty much the same thing. My dad wouldn't put too, well, he's smart, but he wouldn't pay no attention to the lyrics anyway. He only listened to the music. So, I thought I was in the clear until my dad called me one day and said, hey, you want to go to the outlet mall with me, your mom, and your grandmother down in St. Augustine? I was like, hell no. I didn't say that. I just thought that, you know. I was like, And then he just stepped right in and just cut me the thigh. He's like, man, hey, I heard you got a new record out, something, you know. Why don't you bring the record along and play it for us? I think I will go. I had delusions of grandeur of them all listening to the whole album from start to finish, just quietly just digging on it, and it's like, bah! And just patting me on the back and loving every minute of it. And finally, I'm going to get some daddy, some granny, and mama approval. I get mama approval, but granny and daddy, whoo! Granny came to one show, yeah, to the St. Augustine Amphitheater many years back, and we had a pretty good crowd there, and I thought we did a pretty good show, you know. I ran down there the next morning, and she called me down there for breakfast. I thought, oh, yeah, here it comes. I'm going to get that granny approval, man. Granny's going to lay it on me how wonderful it was, how proud I am of you, my grandson. You have just, oh, you proved them all wrong, including you proved your daddy wrong, all of them, you know. My dad, that ain't nothing but hollering, carrying on, that ain't nothing. So I ran down there to get breakfast, and I waited patiently, and taking that whole cake, dipping in that old pot liquor, you know. All right, here. Oh, and then she stopped on a commercial on Matlock, and then looked over at me and said, "What came? Oh, there it is." You dress like a bum on stage. Well, didn't sink in then, but years later, I'm trying, Granny. I'm gonna get that Granny approval at some point. So anyhow, I wanted the approval, so I jumped in the van with them, and I put the CD in the CD player, and my mom was driving, and I reached up there and I reached around and turned it up to about 2. You don't want to turn it up too loud or it'll get turned off. First song come on, you know. Yeah, whatever, that song I can't remember. It's called Dio Deo, but because this song's on Georgia Warhorse, I think. And first couple notes come out, my mama reaches up there and turns it down from 2 to about alt 5%, something like that. And then they start, and this is before we even got out of the driveway, they done started in about, they're gonna take my Social Security. Started complaining, and then it gets into them, yeah, it's your cousins, brothers, aunts, uncles, sisters, cousins, friends, you know them. They say it so long, before long, you realize, wait a minute, that's my sister. And I ain't talking about in a hillbilly way, I'm talking about in a... Your uncle's brother's daughter. That's my sister, ain't it? Yeah. Anyway, and I was kind of grateful, though, when this song came up on, I could very faintly hear him. Oh, yeah, keep talking. Don't stop talking. Down. 5 miles. We're just 5 miles from the outlet mall. Just keep right on talking. And got to the first chorus. Halfway through it. Shit, I can't even play in time thinking about it. My mom reached up and turned the stereo up to about 6. Leaned that old ear over to the door speaker. And then looked at me in the rearview mirror like Linda Blair from The Exorcist. You know? I was waiting for her head to spin around all the way around at least once. She said, I know you didn't say what I think you just said. Yeah, that's right. Rump robot. Wait a minute. I don't live at home. I'm grown. You ain't gonna tell me what I can do. I mean, I'm gonna be respectful, but I'm gonna let my mama know right now I ain't taking this shit no more. I can put whatever I want on my record, bro. I looked at my mama right back in that rear view mirror and I said, it ain't got no cuss word in it. Never mind, Mama. Mama's a pushover compared to Granny. She got that old 25-pound leather saddlebag, leather purse that's 25 pounds empty. She got a 32 pistol in it. She says it's for shooting snakes, man. You couldn't hit it, like my dad would say, you couldn't hit a bull in the ass with a bass fiddle with that pistol. It don't shoot straight. It don't matter because she swings it. She don't shoot it. So I'm crunching up, getting ready, and I look over at my grandmother, and she's doing one of these. She's going like. I look at my mama. My mom just turned around, looked forward, didn't say another word. Turned the volume back down. She made eye contact with her mama, and she's like, Oh, man, I was thankful. Daddy ain't said nothing. He's like, dumbass, you don't want to put the CD in my feet. And, then I realized that's how old people operate. They operate like in a Jedi mind trick kind of thing. That Granny has bailed me out in her old folks kind of way, but goddamn, I don't want to see you doing the hoochie coochie dance with Tom Collins in your hand, 1938. In fact, man, it's disgusting, man. I mean, she makes cat head biscuits and all these wonderful things and smiles and treats you way sweeter than your mom and dad does. She don't do the hoochie coochie, man. I'm like, but it was all front, and I soon realized that no matter what, your granny has got your back like that. No, I was gonna say this song is for all the grannies. No, it's not, but it's that part of it is for all the grannies. You get to, any of y'all that are grandparents, you get to enact your revenge on your kids by buttering up grandbabies into a lather and then just like, all right, we're going home now. See y'all later. So here we go. This ain't got nothing to do with grandkids, but it's got something to do with making grandkids. Actually mowing the grass. Now, a little too brash now, got to slow down, baby, one thing at a time, make a little friction, while we get to slick on, breathing nice and heavy, you draw me out, woman, slow, hot, and sweaty, turn it on, slow, hot, and sweaty. But he's 30 years old. I ain't gonna think shit about it. Besides, he can kick my ass now. He's like a muscle kid. Man. It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger or something. Not now, back then. was like, you know, I'm gonna write a letter to her. Maybe when she gets older, she'll understand it.
Yes, sir.
And I figured it out, you know. Sometimes I've heard people say this. It's a lot of old sayings, like one was, youngins are sent here to teach us, you know. And I don't mean about how to get by in this world. That's what we have to teach them, but they teach us what it's like to be a kid again.
Sure.
I wanted to make sure that I wasn't that person that judges a 5-year-old youngin by 40-year-old man, 40 something like maybe.
Something like that.
Well, 50 now, but 41-year-old man set of standard, you know, or a woman. So I was like, you know, instead of writing a letter, I'll just write it in a song. And then one day I'll tell her it's about her, which I haven't done yet. Oh, that is kind of. I didn't do that to get y'all to go, oh. I couldn't get y'all to do that if I had to, but I had to try to think about it. It's a song called Write a Letter, man. Soft as a voice spoken from heaven, honey for my ear, temp on my soul. Warmth in the rain, green in the bottom, echo in the night, train whistle blow. Holding up your arm, B is for big track. Power versus force, power wins. Ready to join. It's always a beginning, it's always the end. I'll write these words, and I'm gonna send them home to you. I'm gonna write a letter, send it home, first class, baby. You can, Mr. Postman, if you please. Ooh. Oh, I've been waiting so long. Time is standing still while I officer. This plan here is so difficult.
Yeah!
Just play till somebody comes and stops me.
We
outnumber
them. I locked the door to the store already. I'll lock the door. You got tomorrow off? We got plenty of that.
No, I ain't got tomorrow. It ain't on the tour sheet, but gotta play a charity in New York City. We only gotta play an hour though, so I'll just go buck wild tonight. You know?
That's true.
I live, you know, my life, I love it. It's wonderful. It's always been wonderful. It ain't because I get to do music and get to do this. This is awesome, man.
Me too, bro.
I've enjoyed every minute of my life, even when I was pissed off at the world and act like a fool. Even in all the dark things, you know, you look around and you say, wait a minute, man. I live in a beautiful place, and I wrote a lot of songs, you know, locked loose and different things, but this is about a place near and dear to me, right along on the ocean at home. So many things you've seen, so many stars long forgotten, so many deeds between. Shouting out across the bottom, beneath the ghostly twilight, a bosom filled with shining stars, a secret sing down through the ages, as bright as lightning bugs in jars. Oaks whose secrets keep forever in a beauty. This island is my home. Rolling here by hands were built by natives who were never found. The only hints left of their passing, the ancient shells that goes to ground. Bone white, they tell the story of all the slaves who graced the shore, of cotton fields so long plowed under, a jungle now upon a storm. Chew gum and walk at the same time, and I think that was just living proof right there.
What kind of dope?
I don't try to hide it or nothing. I don't give a shit, man. I don't care about age or whatever that's supposed to mean. That means when I was a little kid, I watched all that Match Game 71, Match Game 72, Match Game 73. Some of you old motherfuckers in the audience know what I'm talking about. Excuse my language, but it's late now. And I used to look in the Sears catalog at all those toys I'd never get. I know y'all did too. Every now and again, sneak a peek over to the ladies' underwear section. But I wasn't sure why, you know. When you're so young, you don't even know why, but you're kind of looking. My dad laid it on me, why? It was 1976. We had a brand new to us. 73, I had to correct myself for years, I said 76. My dad said, I don't want no 76, it's a 73. Lincoln Continental. Which was a sign of, you made it, even if you lived in a Cracker Jack box house. My dad took me down to Sears to get our school clothes for the year. God rest Sears. I heard it was gone. Somebody said that the other day. We used to get them tough skins. That was for poor folks, man. Levi's was for rich people, man. I go to school. God damn, y'all poor, man. You be wearing tough skin. Look, check it out, man. Brother wearing tough skin. Then my mom came home and said, I'm going to take y'all to get some Levi's. We were like, she took us to the Goose store. Maybe y'all didn't have that's the kind where the pants were messed up when they made it. So this little, this, yeah, right down the middle right there. And then, but worse, they cut the little tab off the pocket, man. That was the, you know, little tab, and then they ripped the little leather thing off. I thought it was bad getting made of tough skins, boy. We showed up with some goofs and like, God damn, you're all poor. And I had to wear zips, man, because we couldn't wear Nike. $6 a pair for them old canvas white with the light blue swoosh. Shit, my dad almost whipped me for asking for one of them. Hell no. Can I have some Converse? Some old Chuck Taylor. Hell no. So how about a poor man Converse? You know, pro kids. I think they're making a comeback. Pro kids. Some of y'all, you poor motherfuckers, I know y'all know. My dad said, hell no. We got them old JM Field zips. That's what the kids in school call them, zips. So, we're at Sears getting our school clothes, and before we get there, we pull up to a red. red light, and the lady's walking across the street in front of the car. And I feel a little tension. Oh, something's going on here. I look up at my dad. He's gripping the steering wheel so tight he's about to break it, you know. He done forgot I was in the car. He done, my dad was somewhere else. He had entered that mysterious world. The mystery of the femininity. I don't know if I said that right. Feminine, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Because this lady walked across the street and just commanded his entire attention. He had no power. I watched this lady bouncing. She was taking her time. It took her like 15 minutes to walk across. And he's just leaning against the table and just looking at her. God damn! Baby got an ass like an army mule. See that, man. That sounds terrible. You know, I'm a kid, man. That ass like an army mule. Woo! What the hell? That's some Bugs Bunny Roadrunner shit right there. So I started climbing up the door, you know. Continental slung kind of low. You can't just see it unless you're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or my dad. You can see how, but I couldn't. So I get halfway up the door and I hear, ah, ah, ah. I turn around and look. Clearing his throat, reaches down there with, pulls out a fresh toothpick because he didn't smoke out of the little ashtray. Put it in his mouth. Check that Brill cream, make sure it's doing it right. I mean, he's wearing Sansibel slacks and a polo knit from Kmart. But it looks good. And leather shoes, this is the. And men didn't dress like bullshit back then. Just as good as you could, you know. But all that throat clearing and toothpick grabbing and Brill cream touching men sit you little in their ass down. Stare at that glove box. That little Mark IV emblem. Don't ask nothing. Don't say nothing. And you might make it to Sears without getting your ass whooped right here in front of everybody. That was at a time when parents reveled at the opportunity to showcase to the whole world how well they disciplined their kids. So I sat down, I shut up, but I'm like, God, it's just tearing at my mind. What does that mean? I'll ask Mama. We're going to be at Sears. What does it mean, Mama, when Daddy said a woman got a butt like an army mule, but he was happy? I haven't seen him that happy since I got that C+ on that report card. I chickened out. We pull up here in D.C. They've done studies on that shit. I mean, I'm just talking about that. There's a shape thing that just every man, he just did that. That's it. And it don't matter how big or how small, as long as it just has that, you know. So I ran back to my hotel room after I seen this lady walking down the street, and I ain't talking about putting no beer bottle up there. I'm talking about cut a super supreme pizza up on being rolling, man. And I don't know about Washington, D.C., and I don't mean that in a bad way, but where I'm from, I wrote this song this afternoon. Even though it came out on Orange Blossoms back in 2009. I reinvented it for y'all. you. Trying to sweat up on your Uzi gun already. Smoking like a signal flare, she's on fire. She's on fire. That woman is smoking on fire. Light 'em on up, she's on fire. Oh. Try to look away, we all try to be cool, but she had a nasty. Thick as an army mule. She asked out for a drink, just to back those eyes. We all was reaching for our wallet. Man, she's alive, she's on fire. On fire. That woman's cooking on fire. I've been lucky enough to grow up around is the St. John's River in Jacksonville. A couple of people know, okay. It's 3.5 miles wide, just about in one spot, this particular spot I was at, you know, or at least looking back across to the east, I jumped the wall at the Cummer Gallery of Art. I was sitting in there feeling sorry for myself. I was a professional at that for a little while. Yeah, I found out nobody gave a shit, man. Old saying, why complain? Nobody gives a shit anyway. So I realized that nobody needs to give a shit, man. And, that river helped me plumb the depths of my ideas of what was reality or what I thought was reality. And eventually I realized that where my thoughts went, my life went. So if I want to sit there and think about all the people I know that got killed and whatnot when it was crazy, in that crazy period there, and I can focus on that and just get more of the same, you know? Thank God I had therapists like the St. John's River and Lock Lusa and the ocean, and some good friends who good friends and good people, man, try to steer me in the right direction, which meant to just try to be the best human being you can be, you know? If you fall short, you fall short, man. So I wrote a thank you. I don't know. I'm just living this shit. I don't know what it's really about, you know? And I ain't claiming to have no answers. And anybody that does, I think, is half full of shit already. Anybody can figure out how to fix all this shit, run the other goddamn direction as fast as you can. Maybe it's already fixed. Maybe all I gotta do is figure out how to be the best that I can be and quit trying to fix everybody else. Tend everybody else's business and leave mine alone, you know? I don't know, maybe I'm wrong too. I'm wide open. I don't know. You know, the first thing I finally figured out, was to start doubting what I thought as to be the truth. You know, and you doubt it long enough, at least for me, and then that little tiny voice way back in the back that, you know, it's more of a feeling than a voice. Like, no, don't do that shit. And you're like, well, man, wait a minute now. You can come up with a million reasons. The one that's loud and talking and tell you, no, man, this will be a good thing. Do this. You know, like. That loud voice is full of shit, but you know, when you start doubting it, that's when the little voice, whatever, man, I don't want to get too metaphysical or whatever, man. I don't want to get philosophical. I don't want to pretend like I've got answers. I don't. I'm just a semi-drunk dude playing guitar in Washington, D.C. and Congress. And I'll just say, it helped me to realize I was full of shit. That's all. And the river helped me do that. This river roll on by, trying to find purpose, trying to see meaning, trying to make sense of nonsense that I've called my life. Only this river can buy me the safety. Only this river can buy me away. Bank, warm in their houses, while I face my cold alone. I guess I've been drinking away to keep the wolves of my mind at bay. 'Cause if you run, you die, but I'm just too tired to care. 'Cause only this river can bear me to safety. Only this river can bear me.
Thank you so much, DC. Y'all awesome as always.
Thank y'all so much. Wonderful thing to get to play the people that can turn on a dime. I mean, you know, like, what I mean, listen and then get ready to get loose too at the same time. That's a wonderful thing to do.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you.
It's a song that wrote itself. Another one like that. On the way home from the first Langerado Music Festival, it just in the old RV, and 5 miles to the gallon piece of shit drove around here. I'll do it again tomorrow. I don't care, man. I never slept better than sleeping on that floor in that RV night after night after night. I love it. I don't place a lot of importance. Whatever. I'll just tell you what. I just think on the little video thing that my boy Spook did, Spooky Daily, is putting out a movie that's coming out pretty soon, a real movie. It's going to be awesome. Anyway, name dropping now. I didn't know what this song was about at all. You know, I finally figured it out that it was, my grandmother told me the story many times, about her wild and crazy trip getting my grandfather into the car to take him to the hospital. He had a heart attack, and he died on the way. But I never really saw her cry about it, you know, because she, at that age, you know, everybody, she was the last one, you know, and everybody's, she done been through it enough to where she was like, you know, if they can do it, I can do it. And she kind of passed that on to me. So I think this song is about all that, you know, about, I think the people, I don't know a whole hell of a lot. I got a bunch of friends from New Orleans, and I know in New Orleans they sing sad songs all the way to the cemetery, and they party all the way back home. So
yes, sir.
I think you couldn't get any better of a philosophy to deal with.
Yes, sir.
Well, what my niece called the new normal, you know, when her daddy went on. So.
Glory, glory. Sun is shining down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, I'm alive.
Yeah.
While my other aunt and uncle, the ones that sang, they sang with me on The Sun Is Shining Now. In a little recording studio right by the house on the Choctaw Indian Reservation in Oklahoma. I told you my family's the United Colors of Benton, all by accident. Singing, I'll Fly Away. It's just happened to been an old field holler from Oklahoma. And it inspired me to live every minute, to enjoy it, to love it.
Collide in a heartbeat, babe. Worlds collide in a heartbeat, y'all. Worlds collide.
thank y'all. And the excitement of living, especially when you're young, before you convince yourself that you have the answers, you know. Somebody told me once, you sound like one of them, religion, I can't remember.
Hold on, I'm thinking. Buddhist.
That's it, Buddhist.
I hear it all, man.
I can't keep up with it. But that magic, that spark, that fire, which is, I wrote this song in anger. I didn't realize then, if you sow your life full of it, you know, you won't never be free from it. And I spent a lifetime trying to get back what I thought God took from me. Ready to blame it on anything. About the 8th, 9th, 10th person I knew that got killed, because it was kind of crazy at the time where I lived. It took me to travel the whole world to find out that people don't live like where I came from. Which is a good thing, yeah, in a way. There was also some good things at home, too, but I didn't know what it was like to go to a club and or anything like that and not just sit there and wait for the hammer to fall. But I grew up with some first class dumbasses. I'll be the first to tell you that. I was one of them. But I got lucky. I made it through, you know. Something in me always wanted to pull back.
I like
it with shit, man. I ain't, you know. Why the hell? Why am I supposed to be who I'm? I don't even know these guys, man. You know. Hey, ain't that the truth? And now, as I get older, I wonder, was it really as bad as I thought it was, or it's just my thoughts, you know? I wrote this song, like I said, in anger, you know, because I was thinking about when I was a kid and we spent this 2 weeks down on the river, on the St. John River, down across from Green Cove Spring, between the old Shands and the new Shands Bridge. My next door neighbors inherited a little old shack from the boss man he worked for. Take the kids down there, go for 2 weeks. And we went down, and they took me with them. We ran around like little buck wild Tom Sawyers or whatever, you know. Country kids do. And it was a wonderful time. And that we had just got back, my parents and my family. Took that same Continental all the way to Los Positos, Mexico, where my cousins are from. It's right outside of America in Jalisco. I told you, United Colors Bentley, you ain't heard shit yet, man. I ain't got into the West Indian branch. That was a wonderful summer, boy. Within 5 minutes of getting to Los Positos at my cousin's house. I got my ass kicked. 5 minutes. They ain't been there. It's my cousin that did it, you know. I deserved it. Run, beg our uncle for a couple of pesos to get a couple of slingshots. Play hunters down at the concrete ditch by the cane field. And drink Fanta orange drinks. I swear to God, they ain't made them since like that. And then run straight home and go to the St. John's River. Boy, I tell you what. I could easily say, you know, like, that was the greatest summer of my life. But the truth is, every summer has been the greatest summer of my life. I got friends, and I know we all do, that want to live in the past. And it's one thing to joke and laugh. Remember we did this shit? Remember we did that shit? You know. But for them, that was the high point. It never got any better. I was well on my way down that path. And I don't blame them. I don't judge them or nothing because I've been there. But at some point, something happened. I don't know. I got lucky, I guess. And I realized that life don't owe me nothing. It doesn't even owe me to be alive, you know. And if I'm gonna have a good time here, it's up to me, not nobody else's. It's nobody else's deal. I ran from that responsibility for a long time. This. Something liberating about taking responsibility for the entire world within your world. If it all works out, great. If it don't, it's my fault, you know? That's great too, man. So I'll just try to become a better human being out of my ashes. So I don't think the same way I used to about this song now. I think about how far I've come as a human being. Not as somebody that plays guitar and sang or whatever. That's fun too, man. But how good am I for my daughter? How good am I for my wife, my son, my family, and my friends? Can I always be better, you know? So that's where this song came from. An angry young man that didn't understand. And now a happy middle age or something like that. Man that still don't understand, but enjoys it, not understand it. I don't have to have all the answers. All I gotta do is make it count.
I don't want to live tomorrow, 'cause
I've been and gone, but I belong here now. You'll be well.
Can wait another day.
Brighter days, where did they go? Thank y'all so much.